Prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Nick McNamara, Dave Lewis, speaking with K-State President Richard Myers. And we were kind of talking a little bit about recruitment and some of the numbers, but we're going to transition here to a little bit of discussion about funding. As I understand, there has been a little bit of an increase going on in the budget, at least from the state coming in.
Yeah, we were very fortunate in this last legislative session. To set the context, over the last 10 years, the state has decreased the higher ed budget for our region institutions by $85 million. That's a real hit. Now, that's divided by the six regent universities. KU, K-State get the largest share of that. But nevertheless, it was a terrific hit to us. And you couple that for K-State with our enrollment decline, it's put us in a real budget crunch. And this year, we're going to feel that on campus. It's about as hard as it's ever been. We're done cutting muscle. We're now into ligaments and bone, if you talk to any of our department heads or deans. Or administrators, because we're all sharing this particular hit. But they did give us $33 million this year. The governor went in with a little over $8 million. Legislature added the rest of that. And that $33 million is divided by six regent institutions. But the impact at Kansas State, it's helpful, but it's not sufficient for what we need to do. There's an increase in our copay for the medical insurance that the employer, K-State, pays. That went up almost $900,000. And then the state said, we're going to give our state workers a 2.5% cost of living increase. Well, at Kansas State, the state workers are only about 25% of our workforce, roughly 25% of our workforce. So you can't just give them the raise and not give the other three quarters a raise. So that's a $4.5 million expense that we're going to do. We're committed to do that because our salaries are pretty low when we benchmark against our peers in any case. So that kind of wipes out anything we're going to get from this budget session, just mandatory sort of expenditures. And we still have to invest in our enrollment management plan going forward so we can attract more students to K-State. So we're kind of at a crossroads. We're getting a lot of encouragement from the Board of Regents to keep our tuition increase this year to zero. And I think most universities will probably be there. Last year, we asked for the lowest increase of any of the regent universities. We asked for 1%. We got that, 1.1. This year, we're asking for 3.1, and the student body is involved in that, the Student Governing Association. They fully support that. They understand what we have to do. I don't know what we're going to go forward with here in a couple of weeks in front of the regents. It could be zero. It could be 3.1. It could be something else. I don't know if we'll get that. And then, of course, we're hoping that next year the legislature will continue to give us back some of that $85 million, so somewhere around $50 million next year. We asked for $50 million this year, got $33 million. Who knows what next year will bring. The governor has a lot of priorities, and we'll see where higher education stacks in her priorities.
Maybe with K-12, potentially being resolved, we might be able to see more movement there, but time will tell, I suppose.
That's a great point. The court has not opined on whether or not the money is sufficient, adequate, is I guess the term. If it's not, then all balls are back up in the air, and how do we fund that? And of course, there's the Medicaid discussion that the governor has to wrestle with, things that we're interested in but not our issues directly. But higher education, when the state puts a tax dollar into higher education, the payback in terms of economic development is like 11 or 12 to 1. Those are KBOR numbers. It's the best return on investment you can make. And the only way we can move the state forward in terms of economic prosperity and wealth creation, I'm not talking about personal wealth necessarily, I'm talking about economic prosperity and economic wealth, is through the educational institutions, particularly the research institutions. The big research institutions in this state are Kansas State and Kansas State and KU. We're the big research one, as they say, institutions, and we are really the driver of innovation, new ideas, and economic prosperity. And if you keep cutting us, we won't be able to fulfill that role. And Kansas is going to be will truly become a flyover state. We just won't have the talent for business to even want to come here.
And with that sort of a multi-year budget negative, so to speak, if that's a good way to put it. But I can imagine that makes things difficult. You know, there have so many things to juggle. And you're also trying to undergo infrastructure improvements all around the whole campus.
Of course.
It's just tough, I can imagine.
The state hasn't put any money into capital projects for a long time. They did participate in partially in our new engineering building, but we also added a lot of philanthropy there. So if you look at our engineering college infrastructure, it's really good. The business college was totally done on philanthropy and loans. It's a beautiful structure. Enrollment there is really strong. The programs there are really strong. We have a goal for that business college to become the best business college in the region. We're well on our way to doing that. They've raised close to $100 million to endow all their efforts going forward, which should be faculty and scholarships and programs, programmatics. We're also, through philanthropy, we're going to kind of give a facelift and improve McCain Auditorium. That's not just a K-State asset. The whole community counts on McCain for lots of entertainment and so forth. And then our multicultural center. We're really proud about this because it took us – from the time I got here, there was a concept out there, but there was no there. And now we've had a symbolic not a groundbreaking, but a dedication of the site here just last month. And we've got most of the money raised for that. We had one particular donor, Jim Bob Morris, who played football here, has become a very successful businessman, a Native American from Kansas, who gave us our signature gift. And we thank him so much for that. But that's finally coming to fruition. We should see construction start sometime this summer or this fall, I would anticipate. And the library, Hill Library, of course, the fire, devastating to our campus. That is the heart of campus. That's where students love to go to study and do their research. And the research support that the faculty and those that are involved in research is so important. 550,000 square foot of empty space. Everything had to be ripped out. It was either corroded, outdated, or whatever. So all the electrical wiring, all the HVAC ducting, all that had to come out. The books are out, still being repaired in many places. We didn't lose many books, thank goodness. We didn't lose anything out of our special collection. The first floor will be open for business at the start of school, and that's a good thing. The work that's been going on here in the last few months is getting the HVAC system back up and running. Many of those components rest on the roof, the penthouse, we call it, and that's where the fire started last time in a roof repair effort up there. So if anybody's seen a big crane around Hale Library, it's because they've been lifting heavy components of the air conditioning unit up on the roof. And I'm told that should be turned on. If it's not already turned on, it's going to be shortly, so we can stay ahead of the heat and humidity and have no more mold in there, because that was one of the things we fought. So anyway, that's...
And my understanding is they're doing some improvements on their HVAC placement on top of the Hale Library. We spoke to one of the engineers some time back, and they'll be improving it so that there might not be as much difficulty in getting to areas if there's ever an issue in the future.
Oh, it's a very substantial structure that replaces the previous location for all that equipment and modern, and as will be the library. The library, we got credit for being the best, you know, university library because of all the services and the facilities in the country, and then it burned. And so when we come back, we think we're going to have a real shot at being a real showplace for how a library ought to be, how it ought to serve students and researchers on a campus. And so we'll bring it back in a new configuration. Much more technology will be involved in that and so forth.
And I think it's time for our final break of the morning. We'll be back just shortly here on In Focus with President Richard Myers, News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan.